And that is the news, devastating news in West London this week, that we're going to go ahead. The Imperial Healthcare Trust has said that it will go ahead with the closures of certain hospitals. More than half of Charing Cross Hospital will be sold. I have to declare an interest here. That is my local hospital. If plans to overhaul the health service in North West London are approved, it would appear that the approval is on its way. Well, joining us here now is a campaign Labour MP for Hammersmith. I have to say, a particularly good one as well in our area. And that is Andy Slaughter. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Petri.
Yet again, unfortunately, we find ourselves talking about this. Is there no hope? We're seeing so much go from West London, from North West London in hospitals. I fear that we all have no healthcare at all.
Well, this is the biggest hospital closure programme ever in the history of the NHS. Two major hospitals being completely downgraded and four A&E departments closing. The first thing that's going to happen, they say, is two A&E departments closing on the 10th of September. Hammersmith is one of them. It's in my constituency. 22,000 people go there every year. And they say, at the same time as announcing blithely it's going to close in 6 weeks' time, they say that this will compromise performance against their four-hour wait in A&E. Well, I looked at the figures. You know, A&E is supposed to achieve 95% seeing people within 4 hours. At the moment, Imperial see 91%. But if that's going to be compromised, you know, God knows where we're going to be. That's the first thing that's going to happen, but we'll lose those A&E. And what they're doing, they're spending £300,000, partly going to M&C Saatchi, the ad agency, to tell all my constituents and everyone in West London that the hospital services are changing. Now, that's not confusing, is it, to tell people when their A&Es are closing that they're changing? So this is just a complete car crash, and I'm very worried about that people will continue to go there. There won't be an A&E, and we'll get the sort of...
You say car crash. But literally, emergency patients now will have to go to St Mary's in Paddington from all over the boroughs that we're discussing now, which is already under pressure from its own patients that it has currently.
Absolutely, and the other longer-term part of this announcement is that this almost half of St Mary's site is going to close. St Mary's will have an A&E, and more than half of the Charing Cross site is going to close. I mean, I think what says it all, Charing Cross, nearly 200 years old, major London hospital, at the moment it has 360 inpatient beds. After this it will have 24. And everything that we identify with a major hospital, that's the stroke unit, the A&E, all the emergency services, will all go. Imperial put out a statement today to try and contradict what I've said about this, but everything I've said comes directly out of their board papers. I read their statement, nothing in there contradicts what I've said, except one very important point. When Jeremy Hunt made this announcement last year, and indeed when David Cameron came to my constituency the week before the local elections and said Charing Cross will retain its A&E and services, and their papers say very clearly that A&E, acute surgery, all emergency services will move out of Charing Cross to St Mary's Hospital. So we've got to go back to the government. In the end, Patrick, you know, as well as I do, this is a decision, it's a money-based decision. It's made by Hunt and by Canberra, and it's not made by the local NHS here. We've got to go back to them and say, honour your promise. You know, you may have made it before an election. We know that politicians say things before elections occasionally, but they should be held to that. If he says that we're going to retain A&E services, then they should honour that promise. At the moment, we're losing them, and I think that's going to cost lives. But it's certainly going to mean we have a second-class health service across the whole of West London.
Andy Slaughter, Labour MP for Hammersmith, thank you very much indeed. And that's it's an issue clearly close to your heart, Petri.
But this is the biggest hospital closure that has ever taken place. And what Andy didn't get a chance to talk about there is that the land that these hospitals are on are very, very valuable to the Trust in terms of developing for flats. And certainly in Hammersmith and Fulham, they're looking at putting in 50,000 extra units. And that's going to create, 100,000 extra people who need hospital treatment, and this is what's happening. The land is being sold off. The Trust needs to make £207 million. They're going to make a good deal of that by selling off the land. But what that does is leaves us all exposed. And this is just the beginning. You may think I'm being very sort of West London about this, but this is just the beginning. If this model works, you can see it happening all over the country and indeed all over London.
And this is practical politics. This is what happens when people are talking about why politics matters or doesn't matter. We're talking about image. We're talking about